ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question that a lot of people ask. This question is regards to the authenticity of a certain event which has been kind of related regarding Imam Ali alayhi salam. A lot of people say that Imam Ali alayhi salam, whenever he would see somebody doing a certain sin, he would turn his face away from them. In fact, it's been reported, or it's famous, or a lot of people say that the Prophet sent Imam Ali alayhi salam to a certain place because he heard that there were certain people sinning there. And when Imam Ali approached that place in a loud voice, he said, Oh, listen, people, I am Imam Ali, I am Ali, I have come to arrest you. He said this loudly so the people would hear and run away from there. And then obviously the people heard this and they ran away. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam, he came back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, when I got there, nobody was there. So, you know, this raises a question, you know, about the authenticity of these kind of events, particularly and specifically regarding whether this was a behavior that, you know, was adopted by Imam Ali or not. In response to this question, we have to say this, that first of all, we know that in our religion, enjoining the right and forbidding the evil is one of the, you know, very pertinent and very significant obligations of our religion. And you know, it's very important. It's considered, you know, very imperative and important, and it's a very you know, significant aspect of our deen and our religion. Nevertheless, in some cases and in certain conditions, ignoring sin and the mistakes of others is a, you know, something which is praiseworthy and noteworthy, and you know, it is also something that has been recommended in a lot of the, you know, traditions of the family of the Prophet. Now, regarding the event that was mentioned in the question, we can say that there is something similar to what was mentioned in the question in a book called The Rasail of Abdul Razzaq Kashi, you know, a scholar of Islamic scholar. And you know, this kind of similar event which has been related in this book can kind of authenticate to a certain extent, you know, in general terms, the event that has been mentioned in the question. So that event is that one time, somebody told the Prophet that there was a man and woman fornicating in a certain place. And so the Prophet sent Imam Ali alayhi salam to that place. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, he entered that house while with his eyes closed, and he moved around in the house. And when he came back to the Prophet, he said, I went there, but I didn't see anything, right? So this is similar to what was mentioned in the question and perhaps can reinforce it. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at ignoring sin and whether this was a behavior that was adopted by Imam Ali alayhi salam or not, historically speaking. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.